Hi everyone, this is Lori McNair with Holy Hill Ministries and A Broken Hearts GPS, and I'd like to welcome you to today's podcast. If you or someone you know is prone to worry, if you're a worrywart, if you battle with anxiety, if there's an overwhelming concern in your heart that is just consuming your thinking, that is consuming your time, that's taking up a lot of space in your mind, in your heart, I have good news for you today. And if you know someone who may be struggling in this area, please invite them to listen to today's podcast. Share this podcast with them. God's word is our tool. It's our key for living. We are promised. And the word of God is full of promises. And so many of the promises that are in the word of God help us navigate through life, even when it gets hard. Even when life is challenging, when life is difficult, God says that He will supply everything that we need. He tells us that we are overcomers. He calls us overcomers. And so even in the area of worry or catastrophic thinking, in the area of anxiety, we are given the tools to overcome. And a lot of it is practicing spiritual discipline. It's just day by day applying God's word to our lives, to our circumstances. It's inviting God to be a part of our world, a part of our realities. And when we do that, we position ourselves for success in navigating the stick points, the troublesome points in our lives. And so earlier this week, we did a blog post on encouragement for the worrier. And we referenced 1 Peter 5:7, and it says, and I'm reading from the NLT version, give all your worries and cares to God, for He cares about you. God really does care about His children. He cares about the people of His kingdom. He really does. And He gives us we can make an exchange in the realm of the spirit. For our worries, He gives us His peace. And so that is yours for the taking today. And isn't that good news? All right. And so I just wanted to read a passage of scripture. And it comes from, it's in the Old Testament. It comes from 2 Kings. And we're looking at, we're going to start at verse 3, and it deals with difficulties that four lepers are experiencing. And this is a rough time for the Israelites. You know, they're at war, and there's a lot going on in the kingdom. And so verse 3 says, now, and I'm reading from the New King James Version, and it says, now there were four leprous men at the entrance of the gate. And they said to one another, why are we sitting here until we die? If we say we will enter the city, the famine is in the city, and we shall die there. And if we sit here, we die also. Do you hear the thinking? It's some problematic thinking here, right? Some catastrophizing going on. And it says, now therefore, come, let us surrender to the army of the Syrians. See, right there, they are positioning themselves for defeat, right? Let's surrender to the enemy. And we do this in our lives. You know, I give up. I throw in the towel. I can't do this anymore. All of those negative statements we make, and it really does frame how we look at our circumstances. And so it says in the reading, if they keep us alive, we shall live. And if they kill us, we shall only die. And they rose at twilight to go to the camp of the Syrians. And when they had come to the outskirt of the Syrian camp, to their surprise, there was no one there. For the Lord had caused the army of the Syrians to hear the noise of chariots and the noise of horses, the noise of a great army. So they said to one another, look, the king of Israel has hired against us the kings of the Hittites and the kings of the Egyptians to attack us. Therefore they arose and fled at twilight and left the camp intact, their tents, their horses, and their donkeys, and they fled for their lives. So here's the enemy running, leaving the camp, leaving everything that they had, their horses, their donkeys, their tents, their belongings. They fled on foot because the Lord caused them to hear something that made them run. And so the lepers, verse 8, and when these lepers came to the outskirts of the camp, they went into one tent and ate and drank and carried from it silver and gold and clothing and went and hid them. Then they came back and entered another tent and carried some from there also and went and hid it. Then they said to one another, we are not doing right. This day is a day of good news, and we remain silent. If we wait until morning light, some punishment will come upon us. Now therefore come, let us go and tell the king's household. So they went and called the gatekeepers of the city and told them, saying, we went to the Syrian camp. And surprisingly, no one was there. Not a human sound, only horses and donkeys tied and the tents intact. Amen. And that's the word of God. That's 2 Kings chapter 7. And so we see these four lepers. They're thinking, hey, you know what? If we stay here, we're going to die. If we go into the town, into the city, we're going to die. So let's just go ahead and surrender. And when they did that, they found that there was no one there. The Syrian army had fled. And they took the spoils. They went from tent to tent. They ate, they got clothes, they got jewelry and all these possessions. And that is what keeps us. These are things that keep us from moving forward into a place of victory when we're paralyzed by fear. And that's really what worry is. It's just fear. And so God wants us to take him at his word. We have the tools that we need to live abundant, successful lives that are full of the joy of the Lord, full of his love and his peace. It's ours for the taking. And so just a few points for your consideration. If you're struggling with worry today, practice mindfulness. Recognize when fear is seeking inroads into your heart. When you see yourself catastrophizing, when you see yourself just being consumed with worry, stop. You can stop yourself from proceeding, from causing that snowball to just roll down that hill and just get bigger and bigger and bigger. You can stop it. Then you want to refute and reframe. And so how do we refute? With the word of God. The word of God is the only thing that will stop worry, fear, anxiety in its track. When we decree God's word, all anything that is not like him has to go. And our spirits are designed to respond to the word of God. And so when we speak God's word, fear flees and our faith is activated. Our mindset changes. We're empowered and we're infused by the word of God being activated in our lives. And it brings hope. It brings encouragement. It gives us inspiration that we can move beyond this. And then you want to reframe. And we reframe with the word of God. We look at our situation and we speak the word of God over it. It might look this way, but hey, this does not line up with God's word. The way I'm thinking, this doom and gloom thinking, it does not line up with the word of God. So I might be experiencing something very challenging, but I frame it with God's word. Okay, God has given me the power to run through the troops and leap over the wall. He's made my feet like hind's feet, that I can walk upon the high places of the earth, right? And so we begin to frame our world with God's word. And then third, you want to accept. Okay, accept this is life. It's going to be, there's going to be challenges. That's just the reality. It's we don't live in a world of peaches and cream. And so when we accept that this is life, but God has given me what I need to move through life successfully, then we can begin to cope and not be consumed, to not let our circumstance drive our heart, drive our thinking, drive our perceptions, the way we talk, the way we interact. When we accept, excuse me, that we are going to have challenges, that there's going to be difficulties, when we realize that God has provided a way of escape, right? Calamities will come, but they will be overpassed. And that's in Psalms. David says these calamities will be overpassed, right? And so I just wanted to just share that with you today, that you have the ability to move beyond worry and to move into a place of peace. And really, we're not created to carry worry, to carry stress, to carry anxiety. It just weathers our bodies, right? It can just wreak havoc on our body because we're not equipped to handle it. And that's why God says, give me all your cares, throw them, hurl them at me, because hey, I care about you. God cares about us. And so when we give our worries and concerns to him, he gives us his peace. He gives us his love. He gives us his strength, his grace, and we can overcome. Do you receive that today? I pray that you do. Please check out our blog post. It gives a little more detail on this topic. It's the blog post from October 5th, and it's called Encouragement for the Worrier. If you have a prayer concern, if you have a praise report, we'd love to hear from you. Please email us at Lori, L-A-U-R-I, at abrokenheartsgps.org. You can reach us toll-free, 1-866-460-8976. You can inbox us at Facebook. You can direct message us at Twitter. We are accessible and we love hearing from you. God bless you. We're going to close out in prayer and talk to you next time. Father, in the name of Jesus, we just come before you, Lord, thanking you that you are a kind and loving God who gives us grace, who gives us strength, who gives us the ability to overcome obstacles. And so, Father, we just come before you interceding on behalf of those who are predisposed to worry. God, we just pray in the name of Jesus that you would uproot that worry, uproot that fear that is plaguing the hearts of your people. We pray that you would fill that space with your peace, with your rest. God, we pray in the name of Jesus that you would reverse the effects of worry in the body. Father, we pray for those who are struggling with stomach issues, stress issues, headaches, insomnia, digestive disorders, irritable bowels, and Father, all those symptoms that are the result of worry, God, we pray that you would reverse it now. God, we pray for your healing. We pray for your restoration. Father, we speak peace over your people. Father, we're reminded of your word where you, when Jesus spoke to the storm and said, "Peace, be still." And so for any heart that is where a storm is raging, God, we just pray your shalom. We pray your peace. And Father, we pray that it be received now. We pray for an outpouring of your love and of your grace. And we just receive it. And we just thank you and praise you. In Jesus' name, amen.